If you want clarity of vision, if you want to see Jesus clearly, brother, sister, you need to understand what repentance is. You need to understand what it is to turn around completely. Let me turn you to a verse in 1 Thessalonians which defines what repentance really is. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 1. Repentance is defined here in verse 9. He says, we've heard verse 8 of your faith toward God, and no need to say anything because people report about you what kind of a reception we had with you. And here is a definition of repentance: turning to God from idols to serve a living and true God. It's a pretty good definition of repentance. Turning to God from the idols of earth. Idols are not always made with brass and wood. You know what an idol is? An idol is anything or any person that takes the place that God should have in your heart. It is called in the Old Testament, idolatry is called spiritual adultery. Why is it that idolatry, you know, whenever the Lord speaks about Israel going after false gods, you read the Old Testament prophets, he always compared it to a woman who was an adulteress, leaving her true husband, which was Jehovah, and going after Baal and other. That was adultery. I mean, it's like a wife. Supposing some of you, anybody here who's a wife, you're married to your husband, you live with him, but in your heart, you have an interest in some other man. Maybe your old boyfriend. And you haven't gone with him yet, but you got a little interest in him. That's adultery. I'm sure you believe that. Tell me which husband here would like to have a wife whose heart is sometimes thinking in appreciation of another man? Do you think that husband is too demanding to saying you must not think of other men but only of me? You wouldn't say that. I say that's normal marriage. That's the way God intended it. What do you think Jesus Christ, as our husband, expects of us? To love him and then also to love these other things that take his place in our heart? That is an idol. We can look down on the non-Christians and say, oh, we don't worship all those idols of stone and wood. Those idols are not so dangerous because you see them. It's obvious idolatry. It's the hidden idolatry, which is far more dangerous. Just like, you know, if you have a bruise in your hand, a serious injury, that's not as bad as a hidden cancer because you don't know what the hidden cancer is doing to you. This one, at least, it's obvious in front of your eyes all the time. You'll do something about it to fix it. But the hidden cancer, the hidden idols are much worse. So repentance is turning from the idols of earth to God. Let me ask you, what is the greatest sin you can commit? Have you ever thought of that? What is the greatest sin I can commit? Is it murder? Is it adultery? Okay, you know, when I tell you the answer, you'll remember it immediately. The greatest sin you can commit must be disobedience to the greatest commandment, right? And the greatest commandment is not, thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not commit adultery. Once the people asked Jesus in Matthew 22 and verse 36, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? That for them, the greatest command was keeping the Sabbath. So they wondered what Jesus would say. And Jesus replied in verse 37, Matthew 22:37, the greatest commandment in the entire law of God is, you must love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Soul means your emotions and your will and your mind. With everything, I must love God. So the greatest sin must be where I don't love God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. That's the greatest sin, obviously. That why don't I love God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind? Because I have a little interest in something on this earth that also I love. It may be your job, it may be your wife, it may be your boyfriend or girlfriend or your profession or your whatever. That is the greatest sin. You may never commit murder, you may never commit adultery, but you are the greatest sinner of all. And you'd look down on those adulterous people and those people who commit those terrible sins, and you don't realize that the greatest sinner of all is you. Because you don't love God with all your heart, soul and mind. Have we seen this? So when we talk about repentance, I'm not talking about repenting of getting drunk or smoking cigarettes. I'm talking about something a million times worse than that. Repent of not loving God with all your heart, of having idols that take the place of Jesus who died for your sins in your heart. That is the greatest sin. We need to see that and turn around and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I haven't given the place I should give you. You know, when I see young people nowadays who are great eagerness to get married. Very young, they hardly cross their teenage years, they want to get married. Soon as they've got a degree, they got a job, say, ah, get married. What about spending 6 years studying the Bible before you get married? Oh no, no time for that. I found the girl, I found the boy, I want to get married. I want to have sex. Studying the Bible and all, if we have time, we'll do it. I'll tell you, you'll never do it after you get married. Where are the young men and women who will say, I'm not saying you got to wait till you're 30, 32. I got married when I was 28 and a half, but I spent 6 years before that studying scripture. And because of that, God could give me a ministry. And I see a lot of young people who are in such a hurry to get married who will never be given a ministry by God because there was an idol in their life. Marriage was their idol. Some girl, some boy was their idol. You thought you were a Christian? Sorry, you're an idolater. I tell you the truth. But I believe God has got a remnant out of 100 young people like that who are worldly idolaters, who are seeking their own ease, their own convenience. God will find one and he will make him a prophet. God will do his work. Judas Iscariot may fail Jesus Christ. So what? God will find a Paul to replace Judas Iscariot. God's work will continue even if you become worldly. The only thing is the privilege you would have had to have a wonderful way of expressing your love for Jesus, for what he did for you, you'd have lost it because you ran after some idol. I'm not saying that you gave up Christianity. You never missed a meeting. You're very regular in church, but you're an idolater. Something other than God was more important for you. You think marriage is not an idol? It's one of the biggest idols that young people are facing today around the world. And I see these young people who get married young. They grow up and they are useless to God except to warm the chairs on Sunday morning. You know what I mean. You sit in that chair 2 hours, the chair becomes a little warm. That's about all you did. Are you a chair warmer on Sunday mornings? or a disciple of Jesus Christ.